This mission discusses various cases of carbonized mincha which get mixed together, or parts of the carbon mincha gets mixed together. And there are essentially two different parts of a carbon mincha. We're going to refer to the way that the carbon begins as the flour in a utensil. Although there are certain carbonized mincha which don't come from flour, rather they are baked or cooked first. We'll refer to a regular carbon mincha, which is an offering of flour. So we begin with the flour in the utensil, and once all of the many processes which we saw in the previous Mishnah have been done, the oil has been added, etc., the Kohen performs kmitza. He takes a three-finger handful known as a koimetz, where he places the three fingers of his hand over his palm, and scoops flour into that three-finger handful to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So we're going to refer to the flour which we begin with as the soiles. That means fine flour. That's the word which the Torah describes the flour as. And from that soiles is essentially split into two. It's split into the koimetz, which is the three-finger handful, and the shirayim, which refers to the remaining part of the flour, which is not part of the actual handful. And the first case of the Mishnah is shtei menachos le'nikmetz. So we have two different carbonates mincha, two utensils which are full of soiles, the flour, v'nis oru v'zoi bozoi, and they get mixed together before the koimetz has been separated. If he is able to take a koimetz, a handful of flour from each one of the koimetz mincha, such that the koimetz for each one will contain only the flour which was part of that korban mincha. So it's not really mixed together so much. Kasheiros, then it is valid, v'im lav, but if not, if each handful will contain some flour from this korban mincha and some flour from the other korban mincha, then psulois, both korbanos would be invalid. It is learned from Sukkim that the koimetz must contain only flour from that particular korban mincha. Nothing else can be mixed together with it. So since the koimetz is not able to be fulfilled, so the entire korban is invalid. Next case of the Mishnah. Koimetz shenis orav b'mincha shel nikmetza. A koimetz, a handful which was separated from one korban mincha, which got mixed together with the soiles, the starting flour of another mincha, whose koimetz has not yet been separated. Lo yaktir, you should not burn all of that flour on the Mizbeach. There's a discussion whether this means that there's no mitzvah to burn all of it on the Mizbeach. I might have thought that I need to burn all of it, since I don't know which part of the flour was the koimetz, which needs to be burnt, and I need to burn all of this on the Mizbeach. So let's just say, no, you don't need to do that. Others explain that it's actually prohibited to burn it on the Mizbeach, since a big part of this mixture, the majority of this mixture even, is soiles, which is not a koimetz itself, and does not need to be burnt on the Mizbeach. A koimetz from that soiles needs to be separated and burnt, but not all of it needs to be burnt, and it's forbidden to burn something on the Mizbeach if that flour does not need to be burnt there. That having been said, v'im hekter, if a kohen nevertheless did go ahead and burn all of the flour on the Mizbeach, zoisha nikmetza also labailim, the korban mincha whose koimetz had been taken and mixed in this mixture and was now burnt on the Mizbeach, at the end of the day, the koimetz was separated and burnt on the Mizbeach. So that korban mincha would be fully valid for the owner, and the owner would not need be obligated to bring a replacement. However, the korban mincha whose koimetz had not yet been separated and was now burnt fully on the Mizbeach, leos labailim, does not fulfill the owner's obligation, because the koimetz, the kamitza, the separating of the handful, had not yet been fulfilled. Alright, third case. Nisarav kumtza bishyoreha. If the koimetz, the handful which had been separated, got mixed with the shirayim, with the rest of the flour which remained in the utensil and was supposed to be given to the kohanim once the koimetz would be burnt on the Mizbeach. Oy bishyoreha shel chaverta, or if the koimetz of one mincha got mixed up with the shirayim, the remaining flour of a different korban mincha, once again, lo yaktir, you are not obligated, perhaps it's forbidden, to burn that on the Mizbeach, since part of it is not supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. That having been said, v'im hekter, if he did go ahead and burn on the Mizbeach, also labailim, it does fulfill the owner's obligation, since at the end of the day, a handful of the flour was separated and burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, it is learnt from explicit psukim in the Torah already that there are certain invalid korbanos which ideally should not be burnt on the Mizbeach. However, if a kohen went ahead and he didn't realize that it was invalid and he burnt it on the Mizbeach, although the korban is already invalid, the Torah says that the tzitz, which is the golden band which the kohen gadol would wear on his forehead, that provided an atonement of sorts for that invalidation, so much so that it's considered that the process of burning on the Mizbeach was fulfilled properly. And the person who was bringing that korban would not need to bring a replacement. This Mishnah is coming to tell us that all that which the Torah is talking about over there is one specific invalidation, and that is if the korban became tomei. Nidma kohen mitzvah krivdoi, if the handful of flour became tomei, and nevertheless the kohen went ahead and burnt on the Mizbeach at tzitz meratzah, the tzitz provides an atonement for that, and it would be considered valid. However, for other invalidations, for example, yotzah, if the koimetz was taken out of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and thereby became invalidated, v'hikrivoi, and then a koin nevertheless burnt it on the Mizbeach, in a tzitz meratzah, in such case the tzitz would not provide an atonement, and the korban would indeed be invalid, sh'a tzitz meratzah la tomei, v'ein meratzah la yotzei. Because the tzitz has the ability to atone and sort of validate to a certain extent a korban which became tomei, but not a korban which left the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Daled. Elsewhere, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue about a case of a regular animal korban whose meat, which is going to be eaten by the kohanim or by the person bringing the korban, something occurs to the meat which means that it will not be able to be eaten. For example, it became tomei or the meat has been lost, and this occurred before the blood of the korban was applied to the Mizbeach. That's really the main part of the procedure, bringing the korban, which provides the atonement, which just completes the bringing of the korban. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue regarding such a case whether they are able to apply the blood to the Mizbeach or not. According to Rabbi Eliezer, in a case where at the time where it comes to applying the blood onto the Mizbeach, the meat will not be able to be eaten once they do that. So if the blood is not going to permit any of the meat to be eaten, then it cannot be applied to the Mizbeach. However, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it can. This Mishnah is coming to tell us that the same applies regarding a korban mincha, a sacrifice of flour. Nitmu shioreha, if the shirayim, the remaining part of the flour which is going to be given to the kohanim to eat, once the koimetz, the three-finger handful of flour, has been burnt on the Mizbeach. However, in this case, the shirayim became tomei, so the kohanim will not be able to eat it. Or nisifu shioreha, the shirayim, the remaining part of the flour, was burnt, ovdu shioreha, it got lost. Kamidas Rabbi Eliezer, according to the measure of Rabbi Eliezer, what he says over there regarding the meat and the blood, the blood can be applied to the Mizbeach, the same applies over here, Kashera. The Korban Mincha is still valid, and the koimetz, the handful of flour, should be burnt on the Mizbeach, or Kamidas Rabbi Yeshua. However, based on that which Rabbi Yeshua says regarding that other argument, Pesula, here too it would be invalid, and the koimetz will not be burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, one of the four avodas, the four services, in the first part of the procedure of bringing a korban mincha, and really of every korban, is kabbalah. Either receiving the blood, or in the case of a korban mincha, receiving the koimetz of flour in a utensil. A kli shoreis, a utensil designated for the service in the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if the kohen did not put it into a utensil, but rather he took the handful of flour and put it on the Mizbeach and burnt it like that? Says Mishnah Shaloi B'Kli Shoreis, he skipped out the stage of receiving the flour in a utensil designated for the service. Pasula, the entire korban is invalid because one of the four services which are entirely necessary and essential for the validity of the korban was skipped out. However, Rabbi Shimon says that the korban is valid, and he learns this from Psukim. The Torah compares the korban mincha to a korban chatos. Rabbi Shimon understands that just like regarding a korban chatos, the blood can be applied and is applied to the mizbeach with one's finger, so to the same applies over here, that with the kohen's finger and hand itself, he's able to apply the flour onto the mizbeach straight. And the Mishnah ends off with a case where hikiter kumtzo pa'amayim, somebody offered up his koimetz, the handful of flour, twice. He offered up half of it at one point, and later on he offered up the other half on the Mizbeach separately, kashera, that is valid. And the Gemara explains this is only valid if there is at least the size of an olive of flour, at least a kazayas of flour, in each burning. The koimetz itself was made up of roughly two kazayasim, so if he split it into half, then each one would still be made up of roughly a kazayas. But if either of the burnings is done with less than a kazayas, then it would be invalid. Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah begins a discussion which will take us until the end of this perek, also until the beginning of the next perek, and it regards a concept where something is ma'akev. If something is ma'akev, that means that if it is missing or lacking, then it makes a difference, so much so that the entire service or process or item will be invalid. This is in contrast to something which is just called le mitzvah, that ideally it should be done and included, but if it is not done, then it wouldn't make a difference concerning the actual validity of the item or service, whatever it may be. And the Mishnayos will list many different cases of things which are or are not ma'akev, and it will become clearer as we go through the examples. Hakoimetz, the three-finger handful which needs to be burnt on the Mizbeach, me'utoi ma'akeves rubai. Even a little bit of it, the minority of it, is ma'akev the majority. Meaning, if one burnt the majority of the koimetz on the Mizbeach, but a little bit he didn't burn, the Mishnah is saying that that little bit is ma'akev, meaning if it is not burnt on the Mizbeach, you don't do what is supposed to be done with that little bit, then the entire service will be invalid. Even the majority of it, which you did burn on the Mizbeach, is totally irrelevant, unless you burn all of it on the Mizbeach. Next example, Hoysoroin. The tenth of an ephah, which is the minimum volume of flour which is necessary for a korban mincha. Once again, me'utim akves rubai, even a small amount, is ma'akev the larger amount of it which is bought. Meaning if the amount of flour which we start with for the korban mincha is an esoroin minus a tiny amount. Even that tiny amount is ma'akev, and all of the flour which is there is totally irrelevant and invalid, unless there is that minimum amount. Hayayin, wine which needs to accompany certain korbanos, and there are fixed amounts for how much wine needs to be bought with each korban, me'utim akves rubai. Once again, even a small amount of it is ma'akev the larger amount which is being bought. If not all of the amount of wine which is necessary is bought and accompanies the korban, then all of the wine there is invalid. Likewise, hashemen, the oil which accompanies certain korbanos or is added to certain flour korbanos mincha. Once again, the Torah has a specific amount which needs to be added, and me'uktu akves rubai, even a small amount is ma'akev, meaning it would make even the oil which is there, which is the majority of the amount which is necessary, it would make even that amount invalid, unless the full amount is there. Hasoiles v'ashemen, the flour and oil, ma'akvin zeh are ma'akev each other. Meaning, we're talking about a korban mincha, of offering of flour, which also requires oil to be added to the flour, as we learned earlier on in the perek. What happens if there is no oil available, and he only has flour, or if there's only oil available without any flour? They are ma'akev each other, which means that each one is invalid by itself. And similarly, ha'koimetz v'ha'levoina, the handful of the flour which is taken, and the frankincense, the levoina, which is burnt on the mizbeach, together with that handful of flour, ma'akev zeh, they are ma'akev each other, which means that unless you have both of them, each one by itself is invalid and should not be burnt on the mizbeach. Mishnah Vov, the previous Mishnah discussed this concept of something being ma'akev regarding a korban mincha, and now the Mishnah will go sidetrack to discuss other things. Shnei Sirim Akipurim, the two goats of Yom Kippur, one which needs to be thrown off the cliff and one which needs to be brought as a korban, ma'akev zeh zeh, they are ma'akev each other, which means that if you only have one of them, then even that one by itself is not good enough, and you would need to bring a second goat in order to designate each one for the service which it needs to be done. But each one by itself cannot be performed without the other goat set aside for the other service. Shnei Kivusei Atzeres Ma'akvin Zeh, the two sheep which are bought as the Korban Musaf of Shavuos are ma'akiv each other. If one of the sheep dies, for example, then you would not be able to bring the other one by itself. You need to designate a second one. You need to bring two sheep together as the Korban. Shtei Chalis Ma'akvin Zeh Zoy, the two loaves of bread, the Shtei Alechem, which accompany the two sheep which are bought as the Korban Musaf on Shavuos. Once again, we need both of them, and if only one of them is there, then it would be invalid. Shnei Sidor Ma'akvin Zeh Zoy, the two sets of six loaves each, making up 12 loaves altogether of the Lechem Aponim, the bread which is put on the Shulchan, the stacked table in the Beis HaMikdash. And it will be replaced every week. They will be put 12 loaves on the shulchan. If there are only 6 loaves, for example, then you cannot just put 6 loaves on the shulchan. You have to put only 12. And Shnei Bozichin, the 2 spoonfuls of levoina, frankincense, which are put on the shulchan together with the lechem aponim, once again, ma'akven zeh, they are ma'akev each other, such that if you only have 1 spoonful, then you should not put it there on the shulchan. In addition, hasadorim ha'bozichin ma'akven zeh. The sets of loaves of the Lechem Aponim and the spoonfuls of frankincense, which are both put on the shulchan, are ma'akev each other, that if you only have one of them and not the other, then they cannot be put on the shulchan. Shnei minim sheba nozer, the two different types of loaves of bread which a nozer needs to bring with his korban. Shloisha sheba pora, the three substances which are added to the solution of pora adum or ashes. Arba sheba toida, the four different types of loaves of bread which accompany a korban toida. Arba sheba lulav, the four species which are taken with the lulav being one of the arba minim. On Sukkos, Arba sheba metzora, the four substances which are necessary in the purification process of somebody who had tzara'as. In all these cases, ma'akvin zeh, they are ma'akiv each other. For example, if somebody has a lulav, esrog, hadasim, but not aravos, then he's only got three of them, that's not considered to be a mitzvah at all. The mitzvah is only considered to be a valid mitzvah if it includes all four parts. Sheva hazoyes sheba pora, the seven times that the kohen who was involved in preparing the pora adumah ashes, he would have to sprinkle part of its blood in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. So those seven times that he needs to do it, they are ma'akiv each other, that if he does it any less than seven times, then he hasn't done anything. Likewise, Sheva Hazoyes Shel Ben Abadim, the seven times that the Kohen Gadol needs to sprinkle the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim between the two poles of the Oroin on Yom Kippur, and in addition to that, he also needs to sprinkle the blood towards the Shalat Pareches, towards the curtain, the entrance to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the innermost holy part of the Beis HaMikdash, Vishalam is Be'ach Hazav. And the seven times he had to sprinkle the blood on the inner mizbeach in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. In all these cases, ma'ak v'zoy zoy, they are ma'ak of each other, such that if you do it any less than seven times, then you haven't done anything and the entire service is invalid. The mitzvah and the service is a service of seven altogether, and anything less than that is considered nothing.